This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Anaconda, Montana, last Friday, a man walked into a bar and fatally shot four people with an assault rifle, then fled the scene in a Ford pickup and was still at large Sunday night, with a massive manhunt underway to find him. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown lived in a house next door to the Owl Bar on East 3rd Street in the Goosetown neighborhood of Anaconda. He fatally shot four people, the bartender and three patrons, around 10:30 a.m. Friday. The deceased have been identified as 59-year-old Daniel Bailey, 64-year-old Nancy Kelly, 70-year-old David Leach, and 74-year-old Tony Palm. All four were residents of Anaconda. Brown was a regular at the bar and likely knew the victims. The Granite County Sheriff's Office posted on social media, "There is an active shooter in Anaconda Deer Lodge," and issued a lockdown order advising everyone in Anaconda to shelter in place away from doors and windows. More than 250 law enforcement officers from numerous local, state, and federal agencies, including the ATF, are involved in the manhunt. Helicopters with infrared technology and other assets are looking for Brown. Search efforts are concentrated in the Stumptown Road area and the surrounding mountain range. Stumptown Road is closed, with searchers looking near Hurst Lake in the Mount Hagen area of the Anaconda-Pintler mountain range. Brown served in the U.S. Army from 2001 to 2005 and was deployed at least once to Iraq. He was in the National Guard from 2006 to 2009, with the last known rank of sergeant. The bar owner, David Gwerter, said he was not aware of any conflicts between Brown and the victims. Gwerter said, "He knew everybody that was in the bar. I guarantee you that. He didn't have any running dispute with any of them. I think he just snapped." Numerous social media posts from people who said they knew Brown claim that he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and had sought mental health help numerous times. Brown's niece, Claire Boyle, told the Associated Press on Friday that her uncle has struggled with mental illness for years and that she and her other family members repeatedly sought help. Boyle said, "This isn't just a drunk or high man going wild," she wrote in a Facebook message. "It's a sick man who doesn't know who he is sometimes and frequently doesn't know where or when he is either." New studies show that more than 90% of new renewable energy capacity is cheaper than the cheapest fossil fuels. The global switch to renewable energy has passed a positive tipping point, according to two United Nations reports. Solar and wind energy are now almost always the least expensive and fastest options for new energy generation, according to the UN. In 2024, global renewable energy capacity reached 582 gigawatts, a nearly 20% increase from 2023, and the highest annual expansion since records began. Almost all new power capacity built around the world came from renewables, and almost every continent on Earth added more renewables capacity than fossil fuel energy last year. The UN's multi-agency report, called Seizing the Moment of Opportunity, along with the International Renewable Energy Agency, found that over 90% of new renewables worldwide produced electricity for less than the cheapest fossil fuel alternative. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the world is on the cusp of a new era for energy. "Fossil fuels are running out of road, and the sun is rising on a clean energy age. Just follow the money," Guterres said. Around $2 trillion went into clean energy last year, $800 billion more than into fossil fuel energy. Guterres pointed out that even with the popularity and cost efficiency of renewable energy sources, fossil fuels still get almost nine times the government consumption subsidies as renewables do. Guterres said, "Countries that cling to fossil fuels are not protecting their economies. They are sabotaging them." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.